It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice have a second revival on Broadway, joining Jesus Christ Superstar. The new One More Time show is Evita, which first appeared in 1978. That show made stars out of Patti LuPone and Mandy Patinkin. Their roles this time around are being played by Elena Rodger and Ricky Martin. Charles, what's different about their portrayals, and do they succeed?
Well, Elena Rodger got great reviews in London, and she is obviously a little more ethnically appropriate, shall we say. But she didn't really impress me in terms of her vocal performance. She has a very distinctive voice. She played Edith Piaf earlier in her career, and there's a little bit of that timbre in her voice. But there were times when I felt she was a little bit incomprehensible, and at times when I felt that her voice was being strained. So she wasn't, for me, you know, somebody who's going to erase all memories of Patti LuPone.
What about Ricky?
Well, Ricky actually is, you know, he's a very genial presence, but that's not necessarily what you want in the role. I sort of felt like it was Ryan Seacrest with a mustache playing that role. He's very game, but, you know, that character is supposed to be fairly antagonistic. He's the narrator, but he's also very much cynical about Eva Peron, and you don't really get much forceful, antagonism from Ricky Martin.
We needed Rick, not Ricky,
yeah,
in this case. Michael Cerveris is Juan Perón. How did he do in that role?
Well, you know, he's such a terrific performer. He really made much more of it than I've ever seen before. I mean, he has a beautiful baritone voice, and he has a very commanding presence. And so I think, actually, he became... Normally, it's, you know, the Che and the Evita sort of dominate the production, and you forget who played Perón himself. But in this case, he was really very effective and memorable.
Some of the orchestrations in this production have been redone by Lloyd Webber, updated maybe. But a new look was very important, too. Director Michael Grandage got that job of the update more than 30 years after the first Broadway production. What did he bring to the table in this new Evita?
Well, his production emphasizes, I mean, it's a very monumental production. It has these grand sets, very beautifully detailed. It's very imposing and very lavish and very pretty to look at.
Sounds operatic, in fact.
It is, quite. It's not the sort of the Brechtian minimalist approach that Harold Prince, I think, took.
Does it work for you, the new look?
I think it sort of overwhelms the drama at times. It's sort of pretty to look at, but I think... The story is not always clearly told in this musical, and I think in the Harold Prince version, it was much more effective in terms of delineating how the various elements in the story were being put together.
You've seen the new revival of Jesus Christ Superstar and this first-ever Broadway revival of Evita. If somebody offered you tickets to both shows on the same night, which ticket would you pick up?
Well, that's actually a tough call since neither of them completely enchanted me, shall we say. Jesus Christ Superstar is, you know, sort of a bit kitschier, but I think Evita actually has the stronger score. Some of it is quite beautiful. I think it may be Lloyd Webber's greatest score, so I think I would end up seeing Evita again.
All right. Is it a coincidence, then, that these shows are both arriving on Broadway in the same season? I mean, what's with the British invasion that's happening now?
Well, I do think we've sort of, you know, run through the great American musicals more than once in some cases. And, you know, it's now about 20 and 30 years past the time when these shows originally arrived. So I think we may well be in for another round of Cats, let's say. And, you know, I would think that Phantom of the Opera might be coming back soon, except it never actually left.
Well, so there you are. Evita with Elena Rodger, Michael Cerveris, and Ricky Martin, directed by Michael Grandage, is now playing at the Marquee Theater. We go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times each week here on WQXR.